Seems like it wasn't all that many years ago we discovered power to choose, or at least I did anyway, when I found out I was paying literally double what I should be paying for electricity. But now they've made power to choose an enigma. There are all these add-on fees, and if it's one price if you do this, but if you go over, then it doubles. And now there's a new twist, and it's a company called Gritty. It's a Los Angeles-based company that's operating in Texas. They resell electricity, but they're doing it at a wholesale level. And again, I don't know that I understand the concept completely, but I know who does. Greg Craig, who's the CEO of Gritty, G-R-I-D-D-Y. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
So it's like Sam's Club, right? I pay you a monthly fee, and then I get to use all the electricity I could use, but I don't know what I'm going to pay for it.
Right. Well, it's a great lead-in that you just, because what you said about the power to choose and the current offers in Texas really was the impetus for us thinking of Gritty. And it turns out that technology's changed so many industries. Banking, we use Uber and Lyft to take rides instead of taxis. Air travel, and Amazon or Sam's Club is probably a pretty good example too, where people pay a membership fee and then are passed through a wholesale good or service. So the whole concept of Gritty was simple. What happens if you built a tech platform and connected the home or business directly to the grid and passed through the wholesale price and charged $9.99? It turns out that that combination of a strict wholesale pass-through plus our membership fee of $9.99 a month is about 30% cheaper than any other fixed price.
You're a software. You don't own any windmills or any gasoline turbine plants or natural gas fired plant. Yeah, and you don't repair any overhead wires.
Right, and that's the way the regime is set up. That's right. The regulated regime where the utility, really, who's good at managing poles and wires, should be. And we're very supportive and appreciative that that's the way the regulation's set up. But what we've found and what you've experienced and I've experienced is utilities don't always treat the customer in the best way. So at Gritty, we put a huge focus on not being like any other utility. You can see it in our color scheme with Gritty, the fun name Gritty. We have a mobile app that has real-time wholesale price output. It's usable information. It's all things that deliver transparency and openness and honesty at the same time as the lowest price in the market.
But overall, I mean, we've got generally, oil's going back up and natural gas is firming up and that sort of thing. So I guess prices are going back up again, but they've been at a very low level. Isn't this a period when I want to lock in a rate if I can lock in a rate?
No. And here's the reason why. There's been a great myth propelled through Texas and all other deregulated markets that fixed price is your safe play. Let us fix you a price, and then you can sleep at night on a 24-month contract where you know your price is 12 cents a kilowatt hour. And as it turns out, that's completely a myth. There's premiums from the time that and utilities and other regulated energy retail energy providers like Gritty, we all start at the same place, which is the generated wholesale cost of power.
So what's that order of magnitude? Cents?
About 4 cents. And so to give you a real stat, for Texas in this ERCOT market, the EIA, the Energy Information Agency, that's not our data, it's public data, the average wholesale rate, the average delivered fixed price rate in Texas has been about 11.5 cents. And it remains, you can back test that forever, it's about 11.5 cents. You'll see a lot of retailers offer 12 cents fixed for 12 months or 24 months. And by the way, with a huge break fee, $150, $200 break fee,
if you quit in the middle
you
of the period.
Pay Piper.
And so what do you offer? So what's your price?
Our price since inception, we've been out for about a year, is 8.5 cents.
So and this includes the $10 a month that I'm paying to be
a
member.
Our whole you know, mission really, and our sort of the what we're trying to propel is against this wind that's been blowing in Texas for 15 years, which is wrong,
right?
Which is fixed price is the best way to go. As it turns out, if you accept the wholesale floating price on average over the course of a year, and you can back test this as long as you want to go back, we come in 30% less than the fixed prices. The other way you could say it is the fixed price providers are putting far too great a premium on fixing that price, and everyone who thinks they're doing themselves a favor would be better off, in fact, to accept the wholesale price.
So you've been in the energy business one way or another for 25 years. I mean, going back to the times when Enron was still a factor here in the Texas, right. And you were in California. So tell me about this model that you've come up with here. I mean, are you still testing it, or is this something that has legs?
We're pretty much through the testing phase now, and really pleased with the platform. And my background's been, it started out in wholesale during the Enron era, and so I had a company called Cook Inlet Energy, and it was eventually about a $3 billion revenue company. We were the fifth largest energy trader in North America. And we moved natural gas and power to about 600 different utilities across North America. So I really got a good look at how wholesale worked. My next stint after that was chairman and CEO of Commerce Energy. At the time, it was the largest publicly traded retail energy provider. And I saw what worked and what didn't work in retail energy. It was all that knowledge that took me to this place that said, wow, technology has changed and benefited consumers in banking, in ride sharing, in buying things online with Amazon. Let's think about the retail energy world. How has this changed in 30 years? And most people still get a bill in the mail, and most people, whether they get it in the mail or online, they don't understand their bill. Yeah. They don't know how many cents a kilowatt hour they're paying. And I always ask them, what do? And they say, I pay it. And with sort of a disgusted, resigned look. That led to us saying, technology needs to come into the retail energy game and change the game. And so that's why at Gritty we say there's a whole new way to buy power.
So what about on your end? Is this really an efficient market? I mean, it's you obviously have comfort levels in it that you can trade it efficiently and that there's liquidity and all the things that are important to a market.
Yes, it's a really efficient market at the wholesale level. And it turns out at the retail level, the incumbent big energy providers who are serving Texas at present, prior to Gritty, is where the inefficiency and sort of waste and overtouch of the electron, without getting too complicated, we all start at buying wholesale generated cost of electricity. There is no lower price than that. Utilities and every retail energy provider starts there. The difference between Gritty and everyone else is they touch that electron a lot. They have to do supply hedging if they're going to fix your price. There's bad debt considerations. There's risk considerations. There's credit issues. Every time an incumbent retailer does something to that electron before it delivers it to you, it has to charge for it. Gritty's really different because we use a technology platform, again, to connect the home to the grid, and we pass the cost straight through, open, honest, transparent. We're probably the only retailer in the country which will tell you what we make. We make $9.99 every month, and with that combined to the wholesale price, there really isn't a lower priced way to buy.
So you're in Texas. We're a deregulated market. We have been, at least for electricity, not gas, but have been for a good long while. And the trend seems to be catching up around the country. So are you spreading your wings?
Yeah, and we're really excited about spreading our wings. But I guess my message really here in Texas and where I'm spending a lot of time is, we really love Texans. We love Texas. We're making a change. We've been up for a year. Our prices are indeed 30% lower than the fixed price guys. We've got a really raving fan member base now, and we're seeing a lot of customers come in because of good word of mouth. But from here in Texas, to get to the broader point, there is a trend towards open markets and fair competition in other places, both in North America and the world. In the U.S., there's about 28 states that are deregulated, meaning consumers have choice.
So you could be in 28 states.
We will head to the East Coast after our launch here in Texas. Other markets throughout the world that we have our eyes on, Japan just opened up. There's 80 million meters there, and consumers have till 2020 to switch off of the utility onto a provider. Australia is a beautiful market. It looks a lot like the Texas market in terms of its regulatory regime. And then most of the UK has opened up. So competition is spreading. I think the world is heading towards a Gritty way. Technology is being used in every single sector to help consumers. And our big thing at Gritty is, why hasn't that happened in retail electric power? And that's what we aim to do here with Gritty in Texas.
It's fascinating. I mean, and it's I understand the concept, which is different for me.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I didn't get to mention, David, is a really big point, besides the price savings and the open, honest, transparent communication through a mobile app, is the lack of fees. Because when you use a tech platform to connect people to the grid, you're not charging break fees of $150, $200. Right. We actually say try us without membership risk. We'll give you the first membership month free so you can have a good look at us, not pay any. And there's really no lower price than direct wholesale. And then if you choose to go, you can go frictionless. We think our low prices and good service will keep people. We don't use break fees to do that. And that doesn't even talk about all the little $4.99, $9.99, $14.99 crazy fees that show up on your bill.
I've noticed those. Greg Craig is the CEO of Gritty. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.